Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Ayin, mitzvah 570, the Isser of Kedesha. What is the Isser of Kedesha? That is a good question. That is a major machlokas Rishonim. The Torah tells us here in Kiseitze, Perachav Gimel, Pasuk Yudches, Lo Sihiya Kedesha Mibinos Yisrael. There should not be a Kedesha. So what's a Kedesha? Kedesha is some type of Isser act. The Ramban points out that Kadosh and Kadesh are very similar. The line between Kedusha and the opposite of Kedusha is very, very narrow. One has to be extremely careful. That's why in the Torah, you have opposites. Kedesha here means somebody that is doing a Toeva type of act. And it's called a Kedesha. So a woman should not be a Kedesha, Mibros Yisrael. And then parallel, Lo Yeh Kadesh, Mibnei Yisrael. And there shouldn't be a Kadesh in Bnei Yisrael. So what is Kadesh and Kedesha? So first, let's start with Rashi. Rashi says, Lo Siya Kedesha, Mufkeres, Umizumenes, Mufkeres, open, Mekudeshes umizumenes lesnus, open and designated for znus, for hefkerus in the sexual realm. Mekudeshes umizumenes lesnus. That's Rashi. We'll have to get back to Rashi. That'll be one of the opinions that the Ramban will quote. Unkelis lo sehe itza mibenas Yisrael legvar aved. So just to know, we're not going to do the unkelis now, but it's important to know that unkelis is not saying like Rashi. Rashi is having a different shot. Mekudeshes umizumenes lesnus. Second half. The Rishonim do not count the second half of the pasuk as a mitzvah. Why not? Because it was already counted. V'lo yeh kadesh mibnei Yisrael. What does that mean? A man should not be a kadesh. Rashi says mizuman lemishkav zachar, ready for homosexuality. Mizuman lemishkav zachar. That's Rashi. V'lo yeh kadesh. And this is what the Chinuch already quoted back in Parshas Achremos. The iser that zachar lo sishkav mishkavei isha to'eva hi. The Isser of Bia im Zacharim. So according to Rashi and according to other Rishonim also, the Rambam also says that the second half of this pasuk is referring to Mishkav Zachar. Same Isser that was mentioned in Achremos, and we discussed at length then why it was repeated, the Rambam discusses, and also the language of Toevahi, which is used over there by Mishkav Zachar. We mentioned that there are a number of Averis that have the description of Toeva, but not all in the same way. By Mishkav Zachar, Toeva is used to describe the act, Toeva he, not describing the person, but describing the act. By Machalos Asuros, in Perek Yudalet earlier in Pasuk Gimel, we had describing the food, Toeva he, Machalos Asuros, and described as Toeva. Avodah Zarah is described as Toeva earlier in Perek Zayin Pasuk Chafei, but the other times when Toeva is described, we're going to have Hashem in a couple of mitzvahs when we get to Machzir Grushaso. Also there, it's the act that is described. So almost all the times that Toeva he is used in the Torah, it is not describing the person. Hardly ever. It says later on, just to give you the example of Machzir Grushaso, Ki Toeva he lefnei Hashem, it, to return, take a wife back after she married somebody in between, is Toeva. The only time that it describes the person, one of the only times, also we'll get to here in Kiseitze, is at the end of the parsha in Parachafei Pasik Tezayin, where the Torah describes someone who is not honest in business. Kusoavas Hashem Elokecha Kol Osei Eile. Somebody who is not honest in business is called Toavas Hashem Kol Osei Avel. So that's a unique formulation of the Torah. But otherwise, it describes the act or the item or the chefza or something of the sort. Okay, so now we continue. That is how the second half of the pasuk is understood by Rashi and by the Rambam and by others. But now we get into the first half of the pasuk, the Isser of Kedesha, Lo Siyeh Kedesha Mibinos Yisrael. So what does that mean? So we'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Rambam here. This Isser means being with a man and a woman being together when they are not married, without ksuba kiddushin, without the context of marriage, that's the sister of Kedesha. Shenimnanu milivol isha below ksuba v'kiddushin, says the Chinuch. If we, the Isser is to have bia with a woman without the context of ksuba kiddushin. V'alzenemar lo siya Kedesha b'vidos Yisrael. Right, this is a unique mitzvah that started after Maamad Har Sinai, because of a Rambam, and he quotes the Rambam now in the Sefer HaMitzvot. Let's read the first part, and then we'll read Hilchas Ishus. Kfar nechbal alav azeh b'inyan b'lashon acher. The pasuk earlier has a similar iser. Al techalels b'tcha lahas nosa. B'lashon sefri, a man should not give his woman into his daughter in a context of znus. Zeh amoser bito pnuya shelo l'shem Ishus. Even a pnuya, an unmarried woman, it's not Ishus Ish. An unmarried woman should not be given over for a physical relationship outside of the context of marriage. Whether it's the father or the woman herself. We'll get back to that Rambam in a minute. Let's just go first to the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus talks about history. Says the Rambam, Kodeh Matan Torah, what used to be a relationship between a man and a woman, and what is it now? Kodeh Matan Torah, Hayadam Pokeh Isha Bashuk. A man and a woman used to meet each other in the street. Imratza Huvihi Lisa Osa. If they wanted to get married, if they wanted to have a relationship, Machnisa Labeso Bola Bino Levenatzmo. That's it. They live together. V'tiyelo Isha. Kiva Shenitna Torah, but once the Torah was given, Nistavu Yisrael, you have to first create a context. Shem Yirtza Ha'ish Lisa Isha, Yikno Satchila Befeyedim. First, do kiyikach ish isha, and then uva ilaha. As we discussed earlier, the mitzvah of marriage. Likuchen elu, mitzvah zasei shal toraim, and this likuchen is a mitzvah daraisa, in one of the three ways, kesef shtar and bia, vichulu. And then the Rambam says, vikivat shenikne so isha v'naases mukudeshes, once the woman is married, afal pishlo nivala, v'lo nichnas ala beis baila, even if she didn't have bia yet, hari hi eshes ish, v'haba ailea chutz mi baila chayemisas bezdin, v'imratza lagari sricha get. Once she becomes mikudeshes, that's it, she is married. And then the Rambam adds another halacha, which is important for us. Kodem matan Torah, haya adam pogeya isha bashuk, imratza hu vihi, nosin loschara uboel usa al ema derech baolech lo. What was the Isser before Matan Torah? If she was not a Nida, which is an Isser Daraisa, which is a Karis, but even before Matan Torah, before the Torah was given, there was no idea of marriage. So a man and a woman wanted to have a physical relationship. That's it, like Yehuda. But, says the Rambam, Vizui Nikres Kadesha. And that is the Isser of Kadesha, having a physical relationship outside of the context of marriage. Misha Nitna HaTorah Nasra Kadesha Shenemar Losia Kadesha Bebros Yisrael. Once the Torah was given, now it's Asr. Lefichach Kolaboel. Isha l'shem znus below kiddushin lokem and atorah b'nei shabal kedesha. So this is the Rambam. That was the difference in history. Once we have Matan Torah, of course, we have the context, the concept of marriage, and we have to create the context before any physical relationship takes place between a man and a woman. Even, as we know, we discussed this back in Sefer Vayikra, even Negiah, even according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, Negiah, Derech Chiba, is also Asa Daraisa, not just more than that, obviously. But this is the Rambam, and now the Chinuch continues, quoting the Rambam, back in the Sefer Chinuch, Shema Mimeni, listen to this, Kfar Kadam B'dinav Shabuel Besula, Beishim Fato Ones, whoever already had in this parsha the Isra of Onis and Mefata, which we mentioned. And by Onis and Mefata, the halacha is that, not Motzi Shemer, this Malkus, but by Onis and Mefata, the halacha is money, Lishkol Mamon, you have to pay a knas, Vashiyisa Isha, and Velosia Lisha, the halacha is that he has to stay married to her. V'ye Ola B'machsha Vaseinu, therefore, there would have been a Havamina, says the Rambam, if you just read the parshios of Onis and Mefata, Sha'achar Shezeh Hadavar Ein Bo Ela Piraon Mamon, She'aholich Dino Achar Din Davar Shem Mamon. This is like a chov that one has, just like I could borrow money and then owe money. So then so too, I could go through this act of ones and mefata and then pay for it. Who says, where's the avera? Where's the avera done? Right, it says, where's the iser? Ukamoshi ish v'shus v'adam lases l'chaveru mi mamo no mashe yirtze v'yaniach lo lasos chepso bishalo. I pay for something. See, I pay for something. Gamken yirishus b'yadosh yikach bitonara. A man might think he could take his daughter and give her over to rachas v'shalom to make a buck. V'yitna l'isha yivolosa achar jizel chukia ra'ilo. Says the Rambam, you gotta read the whole Torah. You can't take a pasuk out of context. So we say that is usher based on two different psukim in the Torah. Earlier, al tchalas b'tchala haznosa that we had earlier, and also here, avokshia davar ratzot shneim yachadu b'pirasum. Even if they both agree, ein shum tzad heter lazeh b'shum inyan. This is the iser d'oraisa. The Rambam says, if a single boy and a single girl want to have a physical relationship, is manazeh aser d'oraisa right here, losia kadesha. If she is not a nida, then it's not kares. If she's a nida, which most women are today. Outside, all women are today if they're not married. They haven't got to the mikvah. That's an issa daraisa with kares. But even if not that, any relationship outside of marriage, outside of ksuba v'kiddushin, is included in this iser of kedesha. The Minchas Chinuch quotes a machlokas achronim, how to understand this Rambam. Does this mean totally mufkeres always? Or what if it's a specific relationship? V'hine, says the Minchas Chinuch, harbeis over in Medas HaRamba, many think, to davka b'mufkeres lakach, only if she's totally mufkar, mikomakom afilu eina mufkeres, what if she has a boyfriend, girlfriend, they're not mufkar lakol, just that, eina mufkeres, so is that, would that be aser daraisa, would that be kedesha? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes that would at least be an iser asay. At least in Isra say, "Tida in over balam bikomakom over baasei dikiyikach," because you're still outside of marriage. A bit to lasei is also an avera. The tzarach lios kiddushin ubumufkeres over baasei vilosasei. That's a machlokes. What the Rama means? It could be. It's a suffix in the Rama. But either way, this is pshat number one. What is the Isra of kedesha? That is any type of physical relationship, any type of. Getting together between a man and a woman outside of marriage. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban, both in Sefer HaMitzvos and in his commentary here, Tafas alav azeh, v'yamar ki'en alav azeh, dekadesha balahazir labob loksu v'kidusha. It's not true! I argue on the Rambam, She'ein bazeh iser Torah. The Ramban thinks that there is no iser de'oraisa if, just outside of marriage. After all, shaksuba we paskin eina minatora klau mitzvah v'kinyan b'isha. There's a machlokas in ksubas daf yud where the ksubas daraisa derabanan. We paskin, and even the Ramba paskins that ksuba is derabanan. So what's the Rambam talking about? That outside of ksuba and kiddushin, you're going to tell me that that is there's still an iser daraisa? Ksubas are recognized by the Torah. So that's why the Ramban argues, and the Ramban gives his own pshat, which we'll get to. There is, though, even before we continue into the Ramban's pshat, we've mentioned in the past the thought from Mariv Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig, wrote an article in the Beis Yitzchak in Tafshin Nun Dalid, where he discusses at length the sheet of the Rambam by Ksuba. Because yes, he points out that the Rambam quotes and holds Ksuba Durabanan. But there are many hints, and even more than hints, that the Rambam holds that the Torah recognizes the concept of Iksuba even on a Daraisa level. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Yud Alacha Yud Aleph, Hama'aris Esa Isha, V'kasav L'Ksuba. The man does Erisin, stage one of marriage, and writes her Iksuba. V'lo Nichnas Al-Lachupa, but did not have Nisuin yet. Adayin Arusahi, V'ena Nisua. Even though he wrote a ksuba, she's still an arusa. She'ein a ksuba osen isuin. Because the ksuba doesn't really finish the job. What's the havamina? Ksuba's the rabbanon. Ein a ksuba osen isuin. What's the Rambam talking about? Or, lay earlier in Hilchas Ishus, in Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin, v'tzarach lechtov ksuba kodem knisa l'chuppa, v'yachar kach yei mutter b'ishto. And the Ramach there says, Lo hayim en hagam lechtov ksuba kodem knisa l'chuppa v'tzarach yei. And he says, sounds like the ksuba is needed? Or even in the Kotaret, you have to look so far. In the title Tilchas Ishus, the Rambam, when he describes the mitzvah of marriage, he says, Lisa Isa Isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin. And the Isser, Shelo tiboil Isha b'lo ksuba v'kiddushin. Right, that's the Isser. That's the Isser of Kadesh. Lo tiboil Isha b'lo ksuba v'kiddushin. What is the Rambam talking about? Ksuba, the Rambam paskes, ksuba is derabanan. A few places in Nuchas Ishus. He says it beferish. You can't deny that. So why do we have all of these halachos that the Rambam seems to say, even on a daraisa level, ksuba is recognized? Another example. The Rambam, in his definition to what pilegesh is, the Rambam also notes, brings in ksuba into the definition of pilegesh. So again, exactly how is that, how does the Rambam in all these contexts, by kedesha and by pilegesh and by the mitzvah of kiddushin, the Rambam brings in ksuba into all these. What's the answer? Explains Rav Rosenzweig that even if the details of ksuba are derabanan, the concept of ksuba is d'oraisa. And the message of ksuba is d'oraisa. It's the commitment. The commitment to write a ksuba. Yes, the Torah, the language of the Gemara, is shlotei kalabein of lahutzia. So it's not easy for him to divorce his wife. But that, therefore, turns into a positive commitment on the husband's behalf to take this seriously. In his words, yitachein shahayisod shel ksuba, hayno Ishus shall kedusha hayotzeres kesher shall kayama hamavuseses al misirus v'ne'emanis hadadit. Right, the marriage that's based on mutual obligations and commitments. V'ha'omedes benigud charif liznusu pilegesh, and that stands in stark contrast to a maisa's nus or a pilegesh. Hu minat Torah afim aderech lahasig ishus kazu aydechiyav mamoni v'chapratik suba eina ella derabanan, and that's the Rambam is mentioning. The Rambam mentions it in the concepts of the mitzvah, in the concept of a pilegesh, in the concept of znus. That's how you understand. That's how you understand the Rambam, that the details are derabanan, but the concept is daraisa. Again, kol mashen ogeh lepratik gvias ksuba lo makar achiv amamunishaba eno elam itakanas chachamim. Olam mashen ogeh leichus haishus vechizuka ulemenias matzav sheovil sof sof legatu kiim daraisa mamish umafiena yichud shebeishus leumas pilegesh vekedesha. That is the important lashon of the Rambam. But again, that's why he mentions it. Dafkin pilegesh, dafkin kedesha, and dafka in the mitzvah daraisa of marriage. But this is all option one. What is the Isra of Kadesha? The Rambam Shita is any type of physical relationship outside of marriage and Ksuba. The Ramban, though, has a couple of other Pshatim. First, the Ramban says, Ikar Allah, I'll read it from the Chinuch, but he quotes the Ramban verbatim. Ikar Allah, Bala Hazir, Shlolavo, Al Isha, Shiasura, Laboel, Be'inyin, Shein Kedushin, Tofsin, Loba. This is an Isser. Isser Kadesha means a man is not allowed to be with a woman who is Usser to him, and there's no Kedushin or not Tofsin with this woman. So the Minchas Chinuch points out, like somebody, let's say somebody is with somebody, if somebody violates a Chiyuv Krisus or a Chiyuv Isus Bezdin, so there will be two Averis there. And if you're warned for either one, two Averis there. Kedusha Lav Tovsin, that's Kedisha, and that's what he says, the Gemara says. A Zona is Isha Sheba Ale Echad Mishrael Shein Kedusha Tovsin Loba. So that is Pshat number two of what this Avera is. Anyone that does not have Kedushin Tovsim. Number three, Ukimochain. So now he quotes Rashi. Shekem in a Yisoda Inyan Azer, she has here a kusav a base, and the Bezdin is obligated not to let women roam free in an illicit way. Shalo Yanichu Isha Mufkeres Beinehem. Lefisha Sofa Lihi Boelana Shem Shiervalem. The Rabban says, yes, it's Usher. What the Rambam says, I don't think is Asa Daraisa, but if a woman is Hefker to only whip men who she is mutter to, the woman's not going to be Lechalik, and eventually she'll be Mizana with men who are Asr. Because in the Rambam, in the Lashon of the Chinuch, he quotes here, Lo Tach Ben Acher came Ben Chaticha Shuman LeChaticha Shelev. Not going to be Medaktik, and therefore, says the Ramban, a Bezdin has an obligation not to let women be Mufkaris. So far we have the Rambam, and we have two Pshatim of the Ramban, which are connected, and then finally we have the Unkelis. The Unkelis, which the Ramban also quotes, that this Isser has specifically to do with Avadim. If you look back in the language of the Unkelis says, Losia Kedesha, what does that mean? A man, a Jew, is not allowed to be with a Shifcha. Lotehe Itza, mi benas Yisrael, ligvar Aved. A Bas Yisrael is not allowed to be with an Eved. Lo Yisav Gavra, b'bnei Yisrael, Itza Amma. Right, this relates to, so we discussed a couple of mitzvahs ago, and that is related to Mamzerus. Is there any way to get out of it being a Mamzerus? We spoke about Rabbi Tarfon's Shita in the Mishnah in Maseches Kedushin. We spoke there about what is the Isser of Eved? What is the Isser of Shivcha to a Jew? If you say it's not an Issa Daraisa, then you understand why a Mamzer will be Mutter. If it's Daraisa, you have to explain why it would be mutter in that context. We discussed that then a couple of minutes ago when we discussed the Isser of a Jew marrying a Mamzer. If you look back a couple of mitzvahs, that was in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Samach, Mitzvah 560, 10 mitzvahs ago. But that is the Unkelis here. The Ramban quotes it. Baal Targa Kishatirgen Lotia Banas Yisrael Ligvar Eved Velo Yisav Gavra Yichar Bazesh Lo Nisarit Im HaAvadim Shehi Gamkein Biyash Ingedush Dovsim Bohen. The Ramban says this fits into my shita that any relationship with a kedushin or not tovsin, so that is included. So again, to summarize, a panui habala pnuya, according to the Rambam, that could be an isser daraisa because it's outside of marriage. While the Ramban would say, no, that is not a daraisa. Finishing up towards the end now, this is applies to men and women. It's among the man and the woman. The overall zeh v'shachav in pnuya chayav malchus uvehi. If a man is with a pnuya, then they're both chayav malchus. And the chinuch ends off. V'afilu kishabala adam sheish lo ba kedushin. According to the Rambam, even if there is tvisas kedushin between them, and according to the Ramban, only if there's no tvisas kedushin. And then included in that is the hefkeris as well. And important, just one other shita to mention relating to a relationship outside of marriage, and that is the Rivash. The Rivash is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Tavchav Hei, the Tshuva of the Rivash, Talmud of the Ran, right, a late Rishon, who says that unmarried women should not go to the mikvah. should not go to the mikvah, right? Some suggest that, oh, they should go to the mikvah so that if any problems happen between a man and a woman, so at least there's no chi of kares. Says the Rav Asher, opening up a Behedora's Bach, it's terrible. No. Women, and that's why Bisman has said, unmarried women don't go to the mikvah, but already it's been 600 years that this has already been in place. He says, Umash Neflace, what you have wondered, says the Rav Asher, Eich lo tiknu tvila lepnuya, kadesh lo yikashlu barabim, ain't kan makom tama. There's nothing wondrous about that. Shaharei, kivan shapnuya asura, kamosha kasafti, since the pnuya is asura, as I've explained, adaraba, imhaisa toveles, if she would be toveles, haya ba michshol. That going to the mikvah leads to a mikshol. Shrei mikilin be isura, people would be mako. Kivan she'en isura elemi drabanan. Since the isura is only drabanan, kamosha ira, according to the Ramban, according to the Rambam, Mr. Isa, but people wouldn't take it seriously. Like what happened to Oso Talmud. Would Oso Talmud? That Talmud, if you remember the Gemara in Shabbos Yud Gimel on the base, where there was a Talmud that died very young, and his wife goes to the base manager and says, why did my husband die young? And the Rosh Yeshiva says, let me ask you, what did he do? Tell me some of his behaviors. And the wife describes how they slept on the same bed during Yemei Libuna, during the Shiva Nikiyim. And Rabbeinu Tam says, what? How did he do that? How did he do that? So Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rav Asher quotes it, says it must be that there was a minhag in those days to go to the mikvah twice. Go to the mikvah at the end of the Doraisa days of Nida, and then the Drabanan at the end. So after she went once to the mikvah, then maybe he thought that's why he was more makel about it. Because why would somebody who, his wife didn't go to the mikvah yet, it's Nida Doraisa. But also Talmud, kivan shetavla tefila rishona, v'hi tahora b'din Torah, hayamilka lishani ma'bakir basar, kodem malos la'shivanakiyim, uparaz gidron shalchachamim, v'lachein meis b'chatzi yamav. That's why the Rav Asher says we don't allow unmarried women to go to the mikvah, right? It could just lead to problems. So again, that relates to this isser, the isser of Kedesha. Okay, we'll stop here.